This is the Photography Podcast on photography.ca, episode number 35, really cool and useful accessories and photo of the week for January 10, 2008. Happy New Year, photo lovers, and welcome to the 35th Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and we are coming to you from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and today is January 10, 2008. Can't believe it's 2008. Cannot believe it. But here we are. Time flies. Waits for nobody. Hope everyone that listens had a great, great vacation, a great holiday season, a great Happy New Year, and I wish you only the best for 2008. Quick shout out. I love getting comments and emails and stuff like that. So really, if I can help anyone, if I can help any listener, just, you know, please send me an email, photography.ca@gmail.com. You can, of course, suggest a topic in the forum on photography.ca. Just make your way to the podcasting forum, suggest something there, or just post in the blog, and it'll be more than my pleasure to help any listener whatsoever. I have a lot of things going on in my life, and, you know, I've been so fortunate to have some really good friends that have been, you know, helping me out and answering my questions on various domains, whether it's, you know, web stuff or even podcasting stuff. So really, you know, I do happen to know a little bit about photography, so it's really more than my pleasure to help any individual person. Please, just send me an email. Don't be shy. It's all good. For today's show, we're going to get into accessories, and maybe this would have been a good one to have done before the holidays when we had a little more money, but it's a podcast I've been wanting to do for a while, and there are some really cool accessories that are totally basic and make your life much easier, and in particular, we're talking about stands and clamps and flexible arms. Those are going to be the three accessories I'm going to cover today. And they're so bloody useful that take a listen. And if you don't have, you know, clamps and stuff like that, consider spending, you know, a couple of $100 and your life will be made so much easier. Also going to do a photo of the week, and I'll tell you why I think this photo of the week is fantastic. But before we start, I'd like to thank a few people for their comments. I'd like to thank Samira, who found our podcast on studio lighting really, really useful for her. I'd like to thank Carlson Chu, who found our multiple exposure podcast really, really good. And I'd like to thank Yves Jans from the Netherlands for multiple comments on multiple topics and for a podcast suggestion in the future. Thanks so much. Speaking of podcast suggestions, I'm a little remiss in starting Tegan's podcast. Tegan wanted to know about how to minimize the effect of round faces, prominent noses, droopy eyes, double chins, moles and wrinkles, and things of that nature. And it's quite a large podcast, but I'm going to attempt some of it, perhaps the very next one. So thanks for being so patient there, Tegan. So now on to today's main topic, accessories. You know, during shoots, sometimes we don't have the benefit of full crews and, you know, perfectly stocked studios with all the great accessories. Sometimes we're alone and we still want to do, of course, the best shoot we can. And sometimes a few simple accessories are going to make our lives so much easier. And some of these accessories are pretty basic, but some people aren't using basic stuff. If you want your life to be easier by just spending a little bit of money, you can make your lives so much easier, and the equipment that you'll buy will last you for years and years and years. So the first piece of equipment I'd like to talk about are light stands. And light stands are essential. They do so many different tasks that they're so versatile. And it totally makes sense just to buy a couple of good stands at the beginning, and you can use them for all kinds of things. If you buy really cheap stands, sure, you'll save a couple of bucks in the short term, but they're not going to be as versatile, and you wish you will have spent an extra $20 or $30 or $40 per stand, and that way you're left with good equipment for loads of time. So everything that I'm recommending today is from one company called Manfrotto. They're a humongous company. They've been around forever, and they're a fantastic company. You know, I started buying my first tripod many, many years ago was Manfrotto, and then all my accessories were from Manfrotto as well. And although, of course, there are, you know, different competing brands, Avenger, Gitzo, there's loads of them, and they're all probably going to do the same thing. It's just the ones that I have personal experience with are the Manfrotto line. So those are the accessories I'm going to talk about today. So in terms of the light stands, the one I got is the 004 model, and that's called the Master Stand. And it's a solid stand that I've used for all kinds of different things. I've used it to support a background. So you use two stands and you can support a background on it. You can, of course, put a light on it, you know, any type of photo light, either a monoblock or heads as part of a kit. It'll work for that as well. And of course, it'll work with different adapters that'll hold whatever you want. And we'll get more into that when we talk about the clips and the extendable arms. These stands are not cheap, but like I said, they extend to about 4 meters high or 13 feet high. They weigh about 4.7 pounds or 1.9 kilograms, and they'll hold about 20 pounds, which is pretty much more than enough for, you know, almost any photographic need. I've had my stands for years and years. They get a bit banged up. They still last. There's no problem whatsoever. They cost about $95 a stand. And they have, I believe, 3/8 of an inch threads on top, which will fit many standard accessories, or with a teeny adapter, you can get accessories to work with them. So if you were to spend a few $100, you know, by getting maybe 2, 3, or 4 stands, you are likely set for life. Unless you need a particularly small stand to hold a head really low, these stands are going to be perfect. I do have one of the smaller stands just to hold a smaller light if I want to keep it low, but I don't use it that often, and I use these stands all the time. They are so versatile. They're so amazing. And like I said, they're the 004 model. Sometimes now they have the 004 model with the air cushion, which means that it glides more effortlessly, you know, as you lower and bring down the sections. And that can be very useful, especially if you have like a monoblock light and it's very, very high. You're shooting a room with a high ceiling. The gliding effect is nice. You can add, I don't remember exactly, maybe $60-$70 to the price of each stand. I've tried them. I like them. I don't have them and I don't need them. And I personally like the ones I have. I'm not sure they're worth the $60 or $70, but the effortlessness of the gliding factor is nice. It's an air cushioned effect. So either of the stands are really, really good and recommended. So the first accessory that fits right on the light stand I'd like to talk about is the Manfrotto Super Clamp. And the Manfrotto Super Clamp, on the side of it, it's written Article 035. And I love this clamp. It's so versatile. It'll hold 15 kilograms, which I think you multiply by about 2.2, something like that. So it'll hold over 30 pounds of weight. It's so bloody versatile. I love it. So these are perfect for like holding a background, right? So if you get two clamps on two stands, they fit perfectly onto those stands that I just talked about, the 004 models. And I'm a huge fan of great design. And like the Swiss Army knife, for instance, that's just beautiful design. The iPod is a beautiful design. And these are great. They're so versatile. And they're perfect. I've never had a problem with them. I've had these clamps for years. And they just always work great. They have so many little holes and threads where you can add accessories. And they're just so solid. They work beautifully. So to hold a background, let's say, you just need two of these clamps on two stands. You need to buy a metal pole. And then you can get a roll of paper or a roll of material. And there you go. You have an instant portable background that's amazing. Like I mentioned, those light stands go up 13 feet. So if you get a large enough roll of material, you are set. You're good. You're golden. You're ready to go. Another great feature about these clamps is that the way the mouth is made, it's not perfectly straight. One, the bottom part of the clamp actually is a little longer than the top part of the clamp, and that makes it perfect to fasten onto poles and uneven surfaces. As well, they'll also fasten really easily to a chair or a desk. And I've actually had these suckers even hold, let's say, a portable flash. So, you know, I'll put a bit of tape to protect the flash, just because when you apply tension or pressure on the clamp to make it go tighter, if you go too tight, you might actually damage it if you go too far. So if you put a piece of tape, just maybe gaffer's tape, because it doesn't leave as much marks as, masking tape or duct tape. So, you know, you can hold flashes with this. So you can hold one flash with the clamp and then mount the flash onto, again, that light stand, or use another accessory. Some of these super clamps even have an additional feature whereby there's an actual adapter that'll hold a flash head built onto the clamp itself. I don't have that model because I've never needed it. I just use the clamp itself to hold a flash, and I don't need the adapter that the flash comes with. though I could see that that would be useful. So this model that I'm talking about is the 035 model, and it costs about $25 or so. Totally a beautiful investment. The next accessory I'd like to talk about is also a clamp. And this is the, again, it's a clamp by Manfrotto. And on the side of it, it says Article 175. And this is a spring clamp. And instead of to describe what it looks like, if you just go to the blog and make your way to episode 35, there'll be pictures of everything, of course. So just go to episode 35, www.photography.ca/blog, and you can find pictures of it. But it's basically a spring clamp. You apply pressure at one end, the mouth opens. And again, for different surfaces, this may or may not be better than the other clamp. It costs only about $20, so it's really not that expensive. You can even find it for as little as $15. And what's great about this is it has two ends. So one end of the clamp can actually hold like an umbrella even or something like that. It can hold a smallish umbrella, while the other end of the clamp has threads that you could screw onto your tripod with an adapter, or you can screw it onto the extendable arm, which I'm going to talk about next. And just the way it's designed, you know, one of the things it can hold requires direct threading or an adapter, but the other part has this, you know, screw mount. It's a hole and there's a screw in the side. So once you put a pole or something that it can hold onto through the hole, you just turn the screw. So you don't need any type of adapter whatsoever. It's just very, very friggin' versatile and comes highly recommended. I've used it for all kinds of things. Again, this very spring clamp also comes in a model with an adapter where you can actually fit a flash on it with a ball head type joint soldered directly onto the clamp. But I didn't purchase that model because I already had an umbrella mount, which also has a flash attached to it. So it's this little adapter that also fits directly onto the light stand or directly onto the extendable arm, which I'll talk about in a second. But this particular one, made by a company called Opus, I think I got a bit cheap one day and I just picked it up. So it actually holds the flash and an umbrella in one piece of apparatus, so I didn't need it on the clip. Though I have to say, if I were to do it again, I would probably have bought the clip with the umbrella flash mount adapter already built onto it, just because, you know, it's so much more friendly. It's even friendlier, and it's one less clamp you have to hang around. I suspect one day I'll want this specific piece, but I kind of prefer having less equipment than more, so if I can find one piece of equipment that'll do everything, or one adapter, or one accessory, chances are I'll choose that one. So if you want to take the benefit of some of my mistakes, you could just buy that spring clamp with the flash mount adapter on it, and it's so, so super versatile and friendly. And sometimes you'll find clamps in like dollar stores or hardware stores. They're really cheap. They're $5 or $1. But when it comes to doing precise work, especially when you're by yourself and you're with a model and you don't want to waste time, it's not holding things properly or effectively. Really, these things last for years and years and years. At the end of the day, they're not that expensive when you consider how much use you're getting out of them. So they come highly recommended. And perhaps my favorite of all the accessories we're going to talk about today is the magic extendable arm. Yes, indeed, and it is magic to those who need precision in a quick, efficient, and fast amount of time. So this, again, is a Manfrotto arm, and it's one of these flexible, very durable, heavy-duty arms. So the model number for this is 237. HD, at least that's what it says on the box that I still kept. And this sucker is 22 inches long, or about 56 centimeters. It's totally flexible, totally durable. It's a little bit heavy, weighing in at 680 grams, or 24 ounces, a pound and a half. And it costs around $30. And it fits directly onto a tripod. And of course, it also fits onto the light stand. It fits onto the light stand that I spoke about at the beginning directly. And then you need a small adapter. I believe it's maybe 1/4 to 3/8 adapter. I'm also going to put the link for this in the show notes. And that way you could put it onto the quick release plate of your tripod, which can also have some very interesting uses. And this sucker is heavy. You know, if like someone tries to steal your equipment or something and you've got this in your hand, if you whack them on the head with this sucker, you could really achieve seriously meaningful damage if you need to. I'm not a violent person, but I'm prepared to use this arm to defend myself if I need to. Okay, back to the arm. So let's say you're by yourself. You have a model. You want to use some window light and you want to use a reflector. What are you going to do? You're going to need to place or use the reflector somehow. And, you know, you'll prop it up on a chair, you'll You'll try and do some type of makeshift setup. That's not going to be particularly beautiful or efficient. Using this arm, all your problems are solved. So what I do, for instance, is I attach one end of the arm to a light stand, and then the other end of the arm goes into a clamp, and the clamp can hold something. So let's say I want to reflect on that model and I'm by myself. So I'll just grab a quickie light stand and, you know, attach the arm, attach the clamp to the arm. And then using one of the clamps, I'll attach it to the reflector. I won't go into the reflector material. I'll attach it on the frame of the reflector. And it works beautifully. It works flawlessly because you can also control the angle. Because the arm is flexible, if I need to move it up an inch or down an inch or to the right, left, etc., I have no issue whatsoever. It's totally supporting the reflector in a useful and efficient way so that I don't have to worry about it during the shoot. And then, you know, if the model moves or the light changes, I just have to move, you know, the arm or the stand, and I'm done. Let's say I'm in a tight situation and I don't have even room for a light stand. So then again, I would attach one end of the arm to one of the clamps, either the spring clamp or the super clamp, depending on the surfaces I had available to attach them to. And then the other end goes into another clamp, and that one holds the reflector. So it's perfect. Again, in a tight situation, it just totally does the trick. If I'm outside, maybe there's a tree branch I can fasten it to. You know, really, it's so versatile. It doesn't take up a lot of space at all, and it makes your life so much easier. One thing that I don't want to forget to mention is that, you know, at a certain size of reflector, it becomes too bulky, and it may drag when the clamp is attached to the frame of the reflector. But I should say that for my reflector, for instance, which weighs about 10 ounces, 285 grams, and when it's expanded, it's a 32.5 inches or 83 centimeters. For that one, I've had no problem whatsoever, and that totally suits my needs when I'm shooting one person or two persons and or even three persons. But I suspect if you're doing a really, really large group and you need a monster reflector, you should test it before you buy it. Or of course, you could use it with something other than a collapsible reflector, which has some give in it. And like the frame is not solid, that's why it's able to collapse. But if you have a solid reflector that, let's say, doesn't fold, it's just a sheet or a piece of reflective material, then you can even go much bigger because it'll support the weight. It's really the fact that the collapsible reflector has some give in its frame. Still, personally, for me, I've never had a problem. So again, highly recommended.
One thing that I should mention before I forget is that this arm is extremely flexible and extremely durable. It's strong, but at a certain weight, it's going to drag. I mean, if the arm is held vertically, it can hold an unbelievable amount of weight. But if you start to bend it off its axis and you try and attach something to it, something like a brick, obviously a brick is going to be too heavy. So really, it depends on the weight of the object. If I had to guess, I'd say it could easily support something of a few pounds. But if you're going much heavier than that, it's going to drag the arm sideways and it may not be able to support the weight. So in that case, you might even need to purchase a stronger accessory.
You know what? And that's really going to do it for the accessories I'm going to talk about today. Hope you got some use out of that. And now it's time for Photo of the Week. And this week's Photo of the Week is a photo by Arkady Renko. And Arkady is a photographer that we featured before, and I really like his work. And if you're listening to this, you'll want to make your way to the blog eventually so you can actually see the photograph, and you'll make your way to podcast number 35. And this is a photograph of a woman reading a book called The Stranger, which is a book that I studied in school. And she has the book resting against her nose as she's looking to the side as though she's just heard a noise. And then in the background, you see a silhouetted figure, a half body of a silhouetted figure coming through a doorway. And this is just a great shot. I mean, she's reading a story about a stranger. And, you know, there's a stranger coming in the background. So it tells a story, which is something that I love photographs to do and or at least suggest. And this one really tells the story, and it's totally effective, and you're totally gripped on the eyes of the female model, and it's really, really, really well done. So thanks very much, Arkady, for letting me use this photograph. And that's going to do it for this week's podcast. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. If you think of other uses for the accessories that we describe, please just send me a comment or post it on the blog, and you know, I'd love to hear the ideas that other people have. Just so people know, it's really easy to subscribe subscribe to this podcast automatically through iTunes. Just download iTunes and then using the big button that says subscribe in iTunes on the front page of our blog, that's www.photography.ca/blog. If you just click that button, you're automatically subscribed. And then every time you open up your iTunes, if we have a new podcast out, you'll get it automatically. You can also use Google Reader or any other podcatcher of choice. I'd like to thank Nico, who actually did some work on our blog and made it look amazing. And I really like the work he's done. So if you've noticed that it's changed somewhat and the design is a wee bit funkier and more friendly, we have Nico to thank for that. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. It's so appreciated. I'll be back in no time to do yet another podcast. So until then, keep on shooting. Bye, everyone.